What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some calls in here. And interesting story just now breaking. There is word out that Rand Paul has connected with Donald Trump over the issue of Julian Assange. And Julian Assange's information that proves that the DNC emails were leaked internally, not hacked by Russia, and that there is talk of a pardon, not immediately forthcoming, but there's talk of a pardon out there, which would be a really good thing. I don't know why Trump is not moving expeditiously on this. The sooner he gets that information out there, it's going to turn that DNC, Russia hacked the DNC emails into another nothing burger, and he needs to do that as quickly as he can. So let's talk about computers and computer hardware and software. As I mentioned earlier in the show, because software providers in this country are indemnified from product liability, it has created a climate of laxity in which software development is not in good shape in this country. It's too broken up. It's too corporatized. I think going the object-oriented route actually makes code harder to analyze and debug. But mostly the push is always about a new feature rather than dealing with parts of the system that don't really work. And as a result, we're seeing more and more of these problems. The new version of Skype that Microsoft insisted, you will update to this. If you don't update to the latest version, the next time you log in, it won't work. Nothing but problems. On this machine here, can't receive a phone call. It just says missed call. No way to fix that. And not just me. I went out and did a Google search about Skype problems. A lot of people are having this. I'm hearing from our control room guy that a lot of the other talk show hosts that use Skype, they're all getting these problems. Microsoft doesn't seem all that concerned about fixing any of it. They're getting sloppy. And, of course, we know about the huge problems with the software on the F-35 and the Gerald R. Ford. They don't want to fix it. It's just easier to say, oh, the Russians, they broke on in and, they introduced errors into our code when we weren't looking. So now there's an interesting issue. As you know, the Department of Homeland Security is trying to blame all of the recent problems and leaks on the Kaspersky antivirus system. And the reason they're doing that is Kaspersky is a very popular antivirus security package that is made in Russia, and it doesn't have the required back doors and holes in it that domestically produced antivirus has. So they want you to stop using it. And they're just blaming Kaspersky for everything here. But apparently, they have discovered that over in Creech Air Force Base, this is the home of America's drone program. This is where they have all these trailers set up with cockpits in them that remotely fly the U.S. Reaper and Predator drones all over the world. Yemen, Libya, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, other war zones. And apparently they have discovered there is a mysterious virus that is inside the software of that cockpit system, meaning that somebody potentially could log in and take over control of a Reaper or Predator drone and take it someplace it's not supposed to go. And apparently, whatever this virus is, it is so sophisticated, they're not able to get it out of the computers. It just keeps popping up again. Now, earlier today, I saw a story on Fox News about how the government is going back to Silicon Valley and demanding that encryption in our digital devices be further weakened in the interests of national security. And so in response to that, I reposted my article, Rivero Challenges the NSA. The point of that whole article is simply this. Laws that weaken encryption only harm the law-abiding citizens. It makes it easier for the government to steal our secrets, and they've been caught doing it. Big scandal at the Seattle Asia-Pacific Economic Conference back in the 90s. Huge scandal. And it makes it easier for the cyber criminals to steal our wealth. That's all it does. It's not going to stop a real criminal or a real terrorist, because it is very easy to create a system of encryption that, for all practical purposes, can defeat the National Security Agency. And the reason that works is very, very simple. Breaking an encrypted message is a two-step process. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. So breaking a message is a two-step process. The first part is figuring out the methodology. How does the encryption system take the clear text and the key and put them together? How does that all work? Once you have the methodology, finding the key is a matter of brute force, and it's the much easier part of the system. If you're using any codes or encryption that are out there in public, AxCrypt or any of that, the NSA already has the method, and all it takes is computer time to find the key, and the NSA has lots and lots and lots of computers. If they don't have the method, they're stuck. The NSA actually came out with this story. They were getting a quantum computer that could break any encryption ever. No. Probably find keys very fast. It can't figure out the methodology. There are simply too many possibilities. The Allies during World War II were unable to break the German Enigma code until they got their hands on an actual machine. And after that, Alan Turing and the people at Bletchley Park were able to build a little mechanical calculator. They called it the bomb because it just ticked loudly as it worked. And it could brute force the keys for the messages. And after the war was over, the U.S. and Great Britain made presents of captured German Enigma machines to friendly governments around the world without bothering to mention that they could now read all the message being sent on that. So they have to have the method. And getting on back to this article, over the course of about a year, and this was 3-4 years ago, I created 6 challenges, and not one of them was ever solved. And the NSA would have been well motivated to break at least one of these to discourage other people from going down that same path of simply saying, I can come up with my own methodology. So again, this latest push to weaken the encryption in your digital devices has nothing to do with crime and terror, and everything to do with a paranoid government wanting to watch you constantly, make it easy for themselves to spy on you, make it easy for their buddies, the cyber criminals, to steal from you. The government is totally unconcerned with whether you're being robbed or stolen from. They're completely unconcerned with the unconstitutionality of their actions. They just want to be able to watch you. They are watching everything you are doing, Schweinhund. So if you have a little coding experience, the example source code is in there. I wouldn't use it as they are, because obviously the NSA has them, but as a teaching device where you can modify it, develop your own, yeah. More concern is being raised on the so-called smart devices, on how they're basically snitching on the owners and rewriting the criminal justice system. And apparently there's a lawsuit, a court case, in the legal system, basically saying that crimes are being detected with data supplied by smart devices. And the courts are starting to say, yeah, this is acceptable. You can use this as evidence. So now, along with your smartphone and your tablet, spying on you all the time on behalf of the government. Now, so is your coffee maker and your home lighting control and the rest of it. We're talking about the Fourth and Fifth Amendments to the Constitution are literally under attack here. They absolutely are. Now, there is a team getting ready to publish a book on the untold history of Spotify, and they have been threatened by the company. Apparently, earlier this year, Rasmus Fleischer, who was also one of the early figures at the Pirate Bay, said that Spotify used pirate MP3s to launch its beta. And soon after, the researchers were contacted by a lawyer with strong suggestions to stop what they're doing. Now, remember, there was that report issued by the EU that came on out and said piracy isn't really that much of a factor. There isn't as much of it going on as everybody likes to claim that there is. But they can't see where it's really that significant a problem. It's a convenient scapegoat. I mean, you make a really bad movie and it's not making money, like Blade Runner 2049. You know, oh, my decisions as vice president in charge of fluffy things are sound and valid. We're not making money because those evil Russians and North Koreans have already stolen the movie and it's leaked out on the dark net or some such nonsense. It's a great scapegoat, but it's not really a factor. And I'm not encouraging you to be a pirate. Frankly, these days, I'm not seeing or hearing anything that's worth the time and trouble to pirate. That's kind of how I feel about it. Now, interestingly enough, down in Antarctica, they had a huge iceberg calve off. It's the size of Delaware. That's how big it is. And it revealed a previously isolated underwater ecosystem. It's been down there for 120,000 years. And new species, never seen before. It's thrived under the ice in Antarctica, but they're concerned that exposure to the modern world, modern atmosphere, might lead to the die-off of these life forms. They're that alien, so we'll see what's going to happen there. Now then, I have a couple of personal grievances I want to air here. One is the United States Post Office, which as of late seems to be losing a lot of mail. We're in a quandary here in Hawaii in that a lot of stores have gone out of business, and more I'm having to buy things online from like eBay. We're going to lose the local Toys R Us, and that's like the last toy store in the immediate area. We've already done our kitty Christmas shopping to stay ahead of that. But to give you two examples of just how bad the post office has become, I ordered a little micro SD card, and the tracking said it was delivered to my house, and it wasn't. And I had to wait a whole week before I was allowed to file a missing mail complaint at the U.S. Post Office website, which means whoever actually got this thing, probably by now they've used it, played with it, or maybe even they just threw it away, but it was gone. Another one that concerns me a little bit more. On the 18th of September, almost a month ago, we ordered some sheet music for Claire's choir. Now, we're kind of on a schedule. Certain things have to be performed on certain days. And as of today, the sheet music is still stuck at this legendary sorting station in California, which for years has had a reputation of just losing mail, and they can't seem to do anything about it. We just have to sit here and wait. This stuff was supposed to be here on the 25th of September, and here we are, October 10th, and no sign of it in progress. Now, the other thing I want to scream about is planned obsolescence. And I'm sure that probably most of you have at some point in your life seen this wonderful documentary called The Lightbulb Conspiracy, also known as Pyramids of Waste. And it talks about how in order to maximize revenue, companies deliberately design parts or devices that wear out at a certain determined point. Did you know that prior to their being banned, modern tungsten, Edison-style light bulbs, only lasted half as long as Edison's originals? Because there was literally a cartel that said all light bulbs will burn out in 1,000 hours to keep the products going. And the planned obsolescence can get a little ridiculous. I recently had to replace two exterior light fixtures on our home because the old fixtures used a compact fluorescent with a very unique base on it, and they just stopped making them. As of January, they said, we're not making these anymore. So when these burned out, I had to replace the fixtures as opposed to just buying a new bulb. Another thing I'm having problems with right now is our toilet. And let me preface this with another story. Many years ago, when I was living in North Hollywood, I bought an outdoor gas grill at a yard sale. And I got it at a really good price. And the guy said, the only problem is this part needs to be replaced. So, okay, no problem. I buy the gas grill. I take it home, put it on a patio. I go to a grill dealer who carries this same product line, same company, everything. And I say, I need the replacement for this part. And he said, well, we've changed all the sizes of the fittings. And that part is not available any longer. So basically what he was telling me was I had to throw out an otherwise working gas grill and buy a brand new one because they had just arbitrarily decided to change all the sizes. And I just discovered they're doing that also with the toilets. We had a component on the toilet fail over the weekend, and I went to the hardware store and I got a replacement, brought it home, wouldn't fit. And it does get very, very frustrating. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls again. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to say thank you for your show, but also I guess we just have to go with what the government tells us as far as, like, the terrorist acts that take place, you know? John Doe could end up setting off a dirty bomb, and they're going to tell us it was John Doe, and that's it, and we have to go with it. And the real part about it, well, too many people just accept it.
I don't think as many do anymore because, again, looking back at Saddam's nuclear weapons, I think the reason we're seeing this panicked reaction to try and reinforce the official story of Las Vegas is that people aren't buying it. People are suspicious. They are skeptical. And so they're out there in the corporate media just trying to pound on this thing. And you can almost see them crying in their microphone saying, there wasn't any other shooter. There wasn't any other shooter. And like I said, the police radio and its transcript, the police are saying there are multiple shooters high up in the Mandalay Bay, halfway down in the Mandalay Bay. They thought there might have even been one over on the Luxor. So there were multiple shooters, and yet they're trying to reinforce the official story. And now they're getting all upset because people are turning away from corporate media. They're coming to the independent media because they want to find out what the heck is really going on. And I can almost smell the panic in the air, inside the Beltway there in D.C.
Well, that's good to hear your interpretation of what's going on. I don't know. It's just like the Clinton email stuff. It's like everything. Time just passes, and that's it. There's no prosecution for any of the crimes. It's pathetic where we're at. A lot of the people are just
I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking with Alex in Florida. And Alex, just pick up where you left off.
Well, I was also going to say that, you know, they kind of act like the shooter from Vegas just had a bad day. He didn't have a bad day. It was premeditated.
It had to be to get all those guns up there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, someone that has a bad day has one gun and is able to kill 4 or 5 people at the most. The fact that they're saying he had a bad day and no history of mental illness and that is a good way for our government to say we need to take guns from everybody. That's it.
Well,
That is a good example of why.
Yeah, I think that may have been the reason why they wanted this guy to seem so normal. Any one of you could break at any moment and be a danger to yourself and other people. That's why we have to take the guns away. Apparently, the Las Vegas cops have changed their story. They're now claiming that Paddock shot the security guard several minutes before the mass shooting. There's kind of a problem with that because that Australian gentleman in the room next door, in his story, he said the cops accidentally shot the security guard. So the story is just all over the place right now.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, I wanted to ask you another question. I heard someone say that Roger Stone was saying that he thinks that Trump has been drugged. And I kind of thought it was BS at first, but I heard him, Trump, the other day commenting on the North Korea situation. And I don't know. Maybe he has been drugged. He kind of was weird to me.
Do you think there's a chance of it? Well, to drug somebody enough to where they're going to do something they're naturally opposed to, they're going to be staggering and falling down. I imagine with the pressure that he's under, they may have him on a mild tranquilizer. His change in behavior may come from the stress of the position that he's put himself in, where he's out there making stink face at North Korea and Iran and Syria and Yemen and all the rest of it. But, hey, Don, you wanted the job, and, now you've got it, and you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah. Now, did China and Russia say that they would join in to help if we went against North Korea, where they would be on the side of the North Koreans?
China did, Russia did not.
Wow, that's big. I mean, I think that would deter us, but these people are ready for war. That's their only hope, to salvage this, I guess, the currency, the dollar bill, huh?
Yeah, and, Kim Jong-un and his advisors may have just decided that their best way to move forward is to just stop the nukes and the testing and wait for the U.S. economy to collapse. And, of course, I'm sure we're going to see the more belligerent elements of our government start demanding that North Korea disarm. But, of course, they're never going to do that. And again, with Trump getting ready to pull out of the Iran deal, it's sending a very unmistakable message. Don't make any deals with the U.S. government. You are an idiot if you do.
That's right. You are correct. And it's the government. The people, a lot of them are asleep, but there's some of us that are awake, and we're not the government. If we were the government, it would be a lot different than what we see today. But I guess we're just going to have to wait for the collapse. What do you think the timeline is on something like that, Michael?
I keep hearing all these dire warnings about how November is normally when corrections take place. I think everybody is again, betting the farm on a positive holiday shopping season. But the fact that Sears Canada has just quit and is starting the liquidation sale, that's sending a bad signal. Basically, as long as the Federal Reserve has those computers and printing presses, they can go on printing up money and making up whatever lies they need to make it look like the economy is functioning. But again, walk down the street of your nearby town, village, or city and take a look with fresh eyes. Look at it like you're a tourist. Look at the cracks in the pavement, the homeless, the hungry, the retail vacancies. It's very obvious this economy is not working for anybody but the money junkies. Alex, we're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back, and stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, a few days ago, late last week, Judge Karen McDonald sentenced Rebecca Bredo to jail for refusing to vaccinate her son. And now there's another mother facing the same potential fate. Lori Matheson is now facing the same court. And I want to tell you how opposed I am to this whole idea of the government deciding what goes in your body. Because we know there are questions about the safety and efficacy of the vaccines. We know that there's a link between the use of peanut oil as a vaccine adjuvant and the epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis sweeping across the country. We know that there is evidence that the thimerosal, the mercury preservative in vaccines, is linked to autism. And it's rather weird because mercury in food is deemed bad by the government. Mercury in fish deemed bad by the government. Mercury in the environment deemed bad by the government. If you drop and smash a compact fluorescent bulb, there's a little tiny blob of mercury in there. Oh, you're supposed to call the hazmat people. But shoot it into the arms of children? Absolutely. Not a problem there. It's all driven by the money, forcing you to buy products you do not want, do not need, which can actually cause you harm. Remember, prior to the widespread use of vaccines, autism was almost unknown in this country. They have come onto the scene together. Clearly, there is a causal link. And until these products are proven to be safe, until we return product liability and allow people harmed by vaccines to sue the vaccine makers, the government has no business forcing us to use these on our children. Now, here's a little bit of good news. We've been talking throughout the years about various false flag stunts pulled by the FBI where they'll find some loser who's desperate for money or he's disaffected or he's mentally ill, and they'll set him up. They'll say, we're with you. The undercover informants are saying, yeah, we're going to help you do something about this. We're going to get you explosives. We're going to get you guns. We're going to get you all set up. And then they swoop in at the last second to arrest this guy for the headline value. Then a couple of months down the road, the judge realizes this is a classic case of entrapment and throws the case out. Well, apparently, one of the victims of the FBI in this is now suing the FBI for damages, saying that the FBI's campaign against him damaged his public image or what have you. And so they're suing the FBI, and I hope they win. Because it is entrapment. This is the FBI taking the shortcut to get headline news rather than actually going on out and finding real terrorists. Maybe there aren't any real terrorists. Maybe the FBI is the sole source of acts of terror in this country to keep us afraid, keep us obedient. Maybe they have to fake the terror attacks, fake the terrorists, because they can't find any real ones here. All right, let's take a phone call here. Jim in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. I was just thinking the other day that you know how the debt clock keeps spinning? I guess it's in New York. And
yes.
Just beneath it, they might put a debt clock to the Federal Reserve or the interest going to the Federal Reserve as a sort of a reminder, you know.
I would like to see that. I would like to see that. There's a web page that has all of those calculations all being displayed, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but I'll make a point of hunting it down and putting it on whatreallyhappened.com. But it's got total debt, private debt, government debt, rate of interest to the Federal Reserve. There's like about 20, 30 different readouts on it.
And one should say amount of money going to the infrastructure and just be a big goose egg, you know.
Probably. I mean, it's obvious now. We're in a wartime economy. The government doesn't want to admit it, but that's exactly where we are. We're in a wartime economy where the government is just, you know, grabbing all the money it can from the American people, and they're spending it on bombs, bullets, and other weapons for the war machine, and they're neglecting the rest of the country. One of the reasons these California wildfires have gotten out of control is the budget has been cut for fire suppression, keeping those firebreak roads bulldozed open. And that's what contains a wildfire when it breaks out. If you allow those to basically overgrow, then, of course, there's nothing to stop the fire from just racing before the wind. And that's what's going on here. We're seeing tremendous neglect in our infrastructure. The irrigation system that turned the western deserts into farmland is running at only about 30% of its design capacity. There are huge cracks and holes in the California aqueduct that are spilling perfectly good drinking water into places where it's just not needed. And so at the end of it all, there's much less water being delivered to the city, and in a lot of places in this country right now, the tap water is no longer safe to drink.
Yeah, so, I remember I remember the Grace Commission report. I think it was Reagan ordered that. And it showed where the money really went. And it's just, you know, shocking to see where all the money that we send the government goes. And the interest of the debt is the primary, you know, place it ends up.
Yeah. And the government has never paid down the principal. They don't want to pay it down. They're just servicing the debt here. The reality is, if they stopped charging interest on the national debt, the American taxpayer would have paid it all off by Vietnam. It would be gone. But the whole point of the private central bank is to keep us hooked and enslaved to their artificially manufactured debt. And I say artificially because the only reason we're in debt to the Federal Reserve is they have been given the authority, supposedly, to create money out of thin air and then loan it into circulation at interest.
Yeah. Well, that's where that clock idea came into mind. It might wake some people up if they could see it just below the debt clock, you know, where the money goes.
Well, we'd have to find out first, and every time somebody talks about auditing the Federal Reserve, they just scream and cry and say, if you try and audit us, we'll crash the economy.
Yep. They got us, don't they? All right,
yeah,
that's all I had.
I think it would be very obvious that if the American people ever learned just how much wealth the owners of the private central bank had scammed from the American people in the last 100 years, they would definitely be heading for the tar and feathers. All right, Jim, we're going to let you go and switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
He hasn't figured it out. Yeah, well, if anybody hasn't figured it out yet, the FBI, of course, does not work for the American people, for the interest of the American people.
No, we learned that back in the 60s with COINTELPRO.
Right, and COINTELPRO and Project Mockingbird and all that.
Mockingbird is a CIA operation.
Right, the CIA, too, yeah. Hey, there was two movies I wanted to mention. One is Shooter. That was a 2007 Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yes.
And it basically lays out how they set up a paper trail to create a patsy.
Yes.
Actually, it was a video trail in that movie because it's a more modern version of, like, an old movie. But they set him up. They make him think that he's working for the good guys. And then they get all this video footage of him, and then they can set him up as a patsy, making it look like he was doing something that he wasn't doing. And then there's another movie called The International, and I can't remember what year it was. I think it was mid to late 2000s, before the turn of the decade, starring Clive Owen. And it actually shows a false flag assassination from a hotel window. And it shows they've got the real shooter, and then they got another shooter that's set up to take the ball as patsy, put the blame on another group. So anyway, I thought people would find that interesting. But also, I heard an interview last night, second hour of the 3 hours of Jeff Rentz. And I just found it compelling. I thought people might want to listen to it. It's a guy, he was not there, but he has relatives. And I think he actually did know one or more people that were at the massacre. And I don't know what to make of it. I'm still on the fence about all of it, every bit of it. I have a hard time believing anything anymore. But the guy who's very compelling, he's had generations of family that have worked at every level of these casinos, hotels, and everything. And he says the FBI is going around to the hotel rooms and to the hotel staff and all these people to get eyewitness statements. But they don't want to hear what the people have to say. They're saying, no, you're wrong. And, by the way, we're going to charge you with obstruction of justice unless you shut your mouth. And that, I don't know if it's true, but if that's true, I'd like to get my hands around the neck of one of these FBI agents.
Well, I've gotten a lot of emails from people who are working in Las Vegas, who actually work at the hotel, who are on the scene, and they're saying exactly the same thing. The FBI isn't really interviewing anybody. They're just looking for troublemakers. Okay. Okay, we seem to have problems with our connection, so thank you very much for the call, Frank. We're going to let you go and switch over to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy. I'm thinking this whole thing in Vegas was an attack on the freedom of assembly, for one. Number two, did that Patsy Paddock ever fly? Was he a pilot?
And that he was a licensed pilot. Yeah, he's a licensed pilot. He owns two aircraft. Owned two aircraft.
Oh, he owns two. Okay. So he flew with the CIA?
Well, they're trying to say that, you know, somebody knew somebody who was with the CIA, but they're far from saying that he was actually himself an asset. What they're trying to do is demonize this guy to destroy all possible sympathy for him so that people stop looking at the possibility that he was a patsy. And they've linked him with CIA and FBI and ISIS and Antifa and all kinds of things. By the way, some of the families of the shooting victims have already moved to freeze his estate and basically get compensation for, their pain and suffering.
I asked the newspapers, how many properties did this guy own?
I really don't know. I know that he made a big score with an apartment building that he got really, really cheap, and he built it up, and land values in Las Vegas went up during the boom time, and he sold out at the right moment. And that's where most of his money comes from.
He was not a dummy by any means.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you can't be a dummy and have a pilot's license. He basically just worked hard, and he worked for NASA, he worked for Lockheed, and he got rich. And there's no question about where the money came from. And he retired, and he liked to go to Las Vegas and play around. And that's it. That's where we are with this guy.
You know, he could have got his rents from his apartment and took right off to Vegas.
I'm sorry, one more time? What?
He could have got all of his rent money from his apartments, you know, or his properties, and he just went right to Vegas after he got done with it. And he was there.
Well, they might have saw him. He sold the property, I think. He sold the big one back in 2015. I mean, there's no question he was at the hotel. You know, and apparently they've now changed the story on when he checked in. Now they're saying he checked in on the 25th. So, I think they're doing that to make it more plausible that he took all these guns up to his room all by himself. But the story's changing back and forth. There shouldn't be any question when he checked on in. We're being told that his registration records at the Mandalay Bay have somehow disappeared.
Uh-oh. Hey, nice talking to you, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Brian in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Long time no here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, listen, of course, the subject of the day, and I've covered it many times in my own blog, is the Las Vegas fraud shooting, which everyone should know by now, that Stephen Paddock is, of course, a very innocent man, had nothing to do with it. The big question, of course, comes to mind about the Mandalay Bay Resort and the windows of that 32nd floor suite that he was supposedly in from the 25th of September till the night. The night of his shooting. Now, aren't those windows equipped with sensors that just in case anybody tries to break them, that the hotel security would be there within minutes?
Yes. There is an alarm system on the windows that will identify a broken window. I don't know if just bumping the window would do it, but certainly when the windows were shattered, security would have known instantly about it. Now, the question I think people need to be looking at is those two windows are actually in two different rooms. You have to go out into the hallway. Yeah, you have to go out in the hallway and then in through a second door to get in there. Why would the shooter, if there's only one shooter, why does he need a second window wide open? Why is he going to be running back and forth? He would just blow the one window out and just start shooting until he ran out of ammunition. And so the mere presence of that second window, to me, is compelling proof there was at least one other shooter, along with the transcript of the police radio.
Yeah, but Michael, it also brings about all these Las Vegas press conferences with the police lying their asses off because they said that they never responded for, what was it, 30-something minutes the first time? So I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding, because the sensors alone would have identified that particular suite as being the ones with the compromised windows, so security would have known about it instantly. So how can they turn around and lie their asses off, pardon my language, but lie their butts off for all that time and claim that they had to search the hotel to find out which suite it was shooting from? The sensors right away tell which suite.
Yeah. Plus, you've got the police on the ground on the police radio, who were pointing out where the shooting was taking place. They didn't have to search the whole hotel. You know, they went right up to that 32nd floor.
Absolutely. The other fact is, of course, we have this Stephen Paddock guy, who's of course innocent. Not only is he all of a sudden the world's greatest marksman, considering he never fired a gun in his life before, according to his own family. You know, with what was it, 1,000 shots in like 10 minutes and no brass tailings anywhere in the suite?
Well, there were only a few, but nowhere near enough. Brian, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Sorry. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently I was quite prescient with my comment about an ISIS matchbox. because now, according to WorldNet Daily, California is saying that some of these wildfires appear to have been set deliberately. They match an FBI memo about a potential threat from several years ago. However, the National Terror Alert Response Center is saying at this time they're not saying the California fires are an act of terrorism. The idea being that fires would be set to cause tremendous economic damage with the loss of the forests, not to mention the wineries. So they're going to spin this into something going on. They don't want to admit that neglecting the fire control, fire breaks, has anything to do with this. It's the terrorists. They even signed an autograph. They have a selfie of ISIS setting the fires here. We've been talking about this spike of radiation, specifically ruthenium-106. It's an isotope used in cancer radiation therapy for eye tumors, and at times in radioisotope thermoelectric generators, which provide power to satellites. Now, an increase of ruthenium-106 has been detected in the air in Austria, France, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland. The half-life of ruthenium-106, it's the most stable isotope of ruthenium, 373.59 days, just about 1 year. So I have a guess, and that is that probably somebody's satellite powered by a radioisotope thermoelectric generator came down somewhere in Europe where they don't want to talk about it. Certainly here in the United States of America, there's been a big hue and cry over radioisotope thermoelectric generators on civilian spacecraft. We know they're used on military craft. We used RTGs on Viking. And after that, everybody was going to be green and everything was powered with solar cells until they realized that, eventually they build up a coating of dust, which renders the device unusable, which is why they finally went ahead on Curiosity. They have an RTG as well, which keeps it going. So let's sum up today what's going on the corporate media. The news is attacking and discrediting Stephen Paddock as hard as they can and praising and defending Weinstein. And that tells you all you need to know about the corporate media. I mean, Harvey, he's a slime. He's always been a slime. And again, it looks like he's going to try and do what Bagelman did, which is get all of his powerful friends in Hollywood to rally around him and say, we don't care what he did. We don't care who he hurt. If you try and fire him or punish him, we will all quit. We'll take our business to some other studio. So anyway, coming up here on the end of the program, nothing new on Fox News. All right, we're going to be heading on out of here real soon. But yeah, this thing about Harvey really does bother me. And now that I've got no hope of ever going back into the film industry, I feel like talking about some of the things that I saw back then. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stebmiller's program. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, aloha, America.
Something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.